Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that I do, you know? Something that I do very well, matter of fact. Something, stoners, that I've been doing for a very, very long time, and that's battle rap. Okay? And today, stoners, I want to talk about, well, what am I doing? You know, no blunt or no joints today. Strictly big boy bongs. Now, since we got that out the way. Yeah, stoners, man. Battle rap. I've been doing this battle rap thing for a very long time now. It's been very profitable for me. It can get better. As far as fame, you know, it can get better. But what we're here to talk about today, stoners, is, first of all, is battle rap necessary? And if it is necessary, is it more important than the mainstream? On both of those accounts, stoners, I say yes. I say yes. If you go to Stoner Talk on YouTube, I had the same conversation with Johnny Pirelli, also, you know, trying to involve himself in Bullpen Battle League. First of all, before I get into this, can we please stop and shout out Bullpen Battle League, John, and Harriet? I'm more than sure there's so many other people behind the scenes that I don't know that do so much more, but I'm more interactive with John and Harriet, you know. Excuse me to all my homeboys and homegirls who have something to do with Bullpen being the prominent league that it is. But my focal point from the moment I stepped on the court of Bullpen was John and Harry John, because it's his shit. And I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't know what Harriet's job is in Bullpen. I don't know what she does, but there's an aura about her. I knew she was an important person before I even knew who she was. She walked her little beautiful ebony self through the crowd and people made way. You know, stoners, people made way, stoners. Get out of Harriet's way. Side note, her hair smells delicious. Jesus Christ. This woman, this ebony goddess, walks through with her hair smelling like payday and Christmas. And I just knew there was an aura about her. I see that she was important, so I attached myself to her, not just because of that, but her energy is good. She's a good person. She's a very cool chick, you know. I really like her. You dig? John, he's another one. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get into depth because, you know, that'd be gay, but he's another good man, you know, another good guy. And he's humble and real. He's, I've seen on Twitter, John is marked as the hardest battler to beat. Do you know how hard it is to get that moniker about yourself from your peers, from other battle bloggers? The hardest to beat. There is an endless amount of battlers out there, and they're saying out of all the battlers, he's the hardest to beat. You know what? It's true. It's true, stoners. Oof. You can't name a John battle that you can arguably say, not even arguably, just clear cut say he lost. It's impossible, stoners. You can debate who won, but just the debate. You know, every battler has a battle that they clearly lost. You can't say nothing about that. John doesn't have that. There is. It's either he won, or we're going to debate this, and we could probably debate till the cows come home. Bullpen Battle League, based out of Atlanta. I'm more than sure they're going to do a lot of expansion, but it's based out of Atlanta right now. And within the short time that it has been up, it's doing numbers. Of course, it's not doing Smack or KLTD numbers, but let me explain something about that, about Bullpen Battle League. We're not trying to be like Smack. We're not trying to be like KOTD. So for people to come to me and say, well, you know, why aren't you trying to get on Smack or KOTD? Because they're good. That's what the views are. That's what, because I'm not trying to do that. John has a vision. His vision correlates with my vision, with my career. I put my loyalty and trust into that. If you go into a country and you see 1,000 people and you only see one person that looks like you, and not only does he look like you, he has your same ideals, well, you're going to flow with him. And that's just basically what that is. There's no slight to anybody else, but this is a, you know what I'm saying, a New York, and he's a New Yorker. So it's not like I'm just rocking with Southern people. He just bases stuff out of Atlanta. It is what it is. So shout out Bullpen Battle League. But the point, the topic today is battle rap necessary? Is it better than mainstream? Not better, more important. It's not better because you get more money, so therefore in some people's eyes that equates to being better. But I think it's more important than mainstream because of one certain aspect. We have the people. Let me explain. I know some people saying like, what, well, battle rap can't sell out MSG, or you know, they can't do numbers that a Jay-Z would do on a tour. And you may be right. I'm not gonna say you're right, because we don't know that. You know, we don't know that, because Total Slaughter has taken battle rap, has came to the trap, brought some battle rappers, sold them out as crack, made some millions, and now that's it, which I don't agree, but we'll get to that later in the podcast. Stoners. Okay. But here's why I say it's more important, okay? Because of the fact I just said about Total Slaughter. Well, let's get into it. I'm high, I'm sorry. But let's talk about it. Total Slaughter, Gladiator School. These mainstream run-of-the-mill nickel and dime battle leagues that they make just to make a few bucks, not because they care about the culture. And I'm talking about Eminem, who is my number one over everybody. I'm from New Orleans, even over Lil Wayne and Juvenile, over everybody. I pick Eminem as a number one rapper. But in this, he got a little selfish. This is when he pulled an Elvis. This is when he pulled an Elvis. He seen battle rap was working. Hey, we can make a couple mil off this. Let's do it. I don't see a Total Slaughter 2 being talked about. I don't see nobody being picked up from, I don't see nothing happening from that situation except for that moment. So that wasn't a moment in history. It was just a moment. Total Slaughter out of here. That's why I feel like it's more important, because you got people like Snoop Dogg who come into battle rap real fast just to make a quick buck. But why? If you're a drug dealer, right? And you're on the block and you're doing your thing, and you heard they got some other kids over here doing their thing. Now, they're not doing the numbers you're doing, but they doing numbers. They're doing numbers. Oh, I know what I wanted to say, because that brings me to my point of doing numbers. Battle rap has the people. Let me explain why. We have a direct, I apologize if I'm all over the place, stoners. You know I'm high, and also, you know, I don't care, but I do apologize. We have a direct connection to the people. When we put on shows and do these situations for people, we get to interact. Before we get into the building, there's no VIP most of the time for battle rap. We're among the people. You can DM a battle rapper, and 9 times out of 10, he will hit you back. There is no middleman from us to battle rap. Battle rap is of the culture, for the culture, and no more, no less. Mainstream only and unequivocally only move for the dollar. That's the difference. Currency and what's current is two totally different things. The mainstream only move and only gets up out of their bed for a dollar. There have been countless battle events that were literally free, that had turned into classic battles with millions of views, that these people that are not getting no residuals from. They're not getting residuals from these, not all battle leagues anyway, because you can't monetize what we do on YouTube. We cuss, we smoke, we say certain things that shouldn't be said. So YouTube is not going to, you know, back that with ads and promotion. They have a brand to uphold, which is totally understandable. Okay. There is nothing Loaded Lux can't do that Eminem can. Tell me something that Eminem could do that Loaded Lux cannot do. If you tell me Eminem could perform a certain place, okay, maybe he can't perform in that certain venue, but you can't tell me Loaded Lux can't perform in that certain place. By me saying the country, the state, or the Providence, or wherever Eminem go in the world, you cannot sit up here and tell me that Loaded Lux cannot go and perform in somewhere in the vicinity of that same place. That's how important battle rap is. Within a short time that we've been around, we've caught up with mainstream. We can do everything y'all can do. We're in the same interviews with y'all. We're in the same places. You know? Battle rap started out on the corner. Well, it really didn't start in the corners. It started out in house parties. Ended up in house parties, you know. Busy B and all them out in New York. The first battle was, you know, hey, I can rock the crowd better than he can. And after I rock the crowd, he's going to say I'm the man. That was the battling back then. That what they would do is whoever could rock the crowd better, whoever had the party pumping the best, won the battle, you know. And Kool Moe Dee brought in lyricism, you know. I'm not only going to battle you and rock the crowd, I'm going to destroy you lyrically, you know. And then it spawned from there. Eminem in the Rap Olympics, you know. Battle rap, literally battle rap was around before the mainstream was around. Battle rap is if I can make a good correlation of it, battle rap would be the Earl Manigault to the Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan would be the mainstream rapper, and Earl Manigault would be the battle rapper, in a sense of there are more opportunities in mainstream. There are more backing. You have a bigger machine helping you. More money. But every street and every person who know basketball knows about the great Earl Manigault and how great he was, and how if he had those same exact opportunities, we wouldn't be saying Jordan who, but we would be saying Jordan number two, or possibly number three, depending on your LeBron James Kobe situation. I do believe that it's Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, but that's just me. But that's another story for another day. But that's my point. Battle rap would be Earl Manigault, and the mainstream would be Jordan. Two great players capable of putting on a show anywhere, but one has opportunities, the other one doesn't. And that's what battle rap right now is trying to create. They're trying to create the same opportunities. The thing about it is, though, some of these, I put it to you like this, because I'm thinking about it now, stoners. And you know when battle rap really started not becoming too much fun? When my very first battle I heard that, I thought that, you know, I always knew that these leagues were making money some type of way. Nobody does anything without making some type of coin, okay? No smart person anyway. But, or at least some type of longevity to get coin, but whatever. My point is that my first battle was High Collide versus Johnny Storm. I was watching that battle, and Johnny Storm mentioned how much he got paid for the battle. And I was like, whoa, we get paid for battles now? Ever since I found that out, and I think ever since anybody found out you can get paid from battle rap, I think bringing money, into the fold of battle rap messed it up, stoners. I think the business part of it messed up battle rap. This is what I do. You know, I don't tell too many people this. I'll share it with my podcast listeners. I don't think too many people who listen to battle rap will hear this, but I don't care if they do, because it's my policies. It's what keeps me not only hungry, but keeps battle rap fun for me and keep me wanting to do it. I don't see myself retiring for a very long time, but I don't charge anybody. Money is not a concern for me. Okay? Fame is not only not a concern, I don't want it. if it's offered. I do not want that. Even, and I know you're thinking, if you're doing a podcast, of course you want to be some type of famous. No, I want to get my thoughts out. Of course, yes. I want to vent. This is a form of therapy for me, at least, stoners. So, of course. But everything that makes battle rap not fun and actually a retireable situation for some people is because the business aspect. Nothing's fun about business. Nothing's, you know, organic about making a dollar, because making a dollar is not organic, because making a dollar was never in God's plan. Currency was never in God's plan. There's a way you can talk about anything man has created himself and pawn it off to that's God. But the one thing, in which is so ironic, that we have in God we trust on money, and God never said nothing about currency, but whatever. Let me stop talking about that before I get off into another thing, stoners. I'm sorry. I know I get all over the place. Please follow me. I'll keep my blinkers on. Okay. So my thing is this, stoners. Let's just wrap this whole thing up in a nutshell. Okay. Let's just wrap all this up in a nutshell. When it comes to battle rap, we give the people what they want. Okay. And this is why I don't charge. Because I get to give the people what they want. I don't charge for battle rap because my life is very secure. Okay. Now, I don't want anybody to get it twisted. I'll give you a little insight on me. By charging, well, this is how some fees go. Okay. You have, I'm going to need a hotel room and make sure I got an Uber, you know, make sure I got my flight, make sure I got gas money, things like that. Necessity, making sure I get there, making sure I sleep well, making sure I get home, that goes without saying. But as far as, hey, I'm gonna need, you know, 5 racks to do these bars, da-da-da. No, sir. I tell you what, you take that 5 racks and you put it towards my next opponent. You take that 5 racks, you go outside and give half of it to the first homeless person you see. I'm not saying I'm rich. I'm not saying I couldn't use it. I'm saying I'm strong enough to walk away from something I know is going to taint something I feel is pure. Am I balling out of control? No, I'm not. But I'm not struggling. My kids are not hungry. I wear the clothes I want to wear, not the clothes you want me to wear. So I'm fresh. My hair is cut. I got a couple coins in the pocket. I can take my girl out if I want to. She can get her hair and nails done if she want to without thinking about it. Rent is not past due. Rent is paid. None of my bills are past due. My bills are paid. I smoke good weed. Reggie sometime when I'm just having a really good day and nothing can bring me down. Like, I am secure in my life. When you feel like your glass is full, to try and add more will only hurt you. Sustain what you have and maintain through life. That's what I do. I'm exactly where I want to be in battle rap. And I'm having fun. Nobody can accept that in their career. Because they feel like you're supposed to be doing something else. No, you're not. I've already said this in the previous podcast. The meaning of life is to be happy. That's it. So simple, I know, but that's it. So you do what makes you happy, and I'm doing it, and I will not charge somebody for giving me the opportunity to be happy. You see how that breaks down? Yes, stoners. I know there's a method. I know I'm crazy, but there's a method to my crazy. John and Harry and him gives me the opportunity to be happy. I will not charge you for that opportunity. You do not have to put me on your stage. You do it because you see the potential. You see the talent. You and you know the people that you want as your audience will enjoy what I do. So you're getting what you want out of it. I just want to rap, put on a show, and have a good time. I'm getting what I want out of it. We're both happy. But you see what happens, stoners? Most battles will be like, man, you know how many people in here? There's like 500 people in here, man, and dude only gave me $500. You're so worried about them. This is why Monique got messed up. I don't care if John makes gets rich. And niggas be like, son, you know why he got rich, right? When you start dropping your battles, oh my God, you started making $1 million a view. Well, yes, I did that. I've made a man a millionaire. I can rest on those laurels. Do I want to be a millionaire? Sure. But I'm not going to get mad because another man is a millionaire, regardless of how he made it. I'm doing what made me happy. Now, because he's seen another door to open up for himself, I have nothing to do with that. See, people got life and bullshit messed up. People have this entitlement so bad, especially battle rappers. Y'all have entitlement. Oh my God, the entitlement y'all have. Y'all feel like y'all deserve so much when you haven't earned nothing. You know, I'm talking to a lot of you as well. You know, I'm just saying, you come to an already established league, ready to piggyback off of what they already helped themselves to and created themselves. And because you write a few rounds and now their fans that love them, but now like you. And now you feel, hey, I need some money. I need some money for my bars. Give me money for my bars, sir. I will say, no, sir. If you come to my house and you add something to my house that not only that I need it, I want it, and I'm appreciative that you got it for me, well, I will compensate you. But you don't come to my house, get on an already bought PlayStation, become the greatest NBA player, Call of Duty player in the world to the online while you're on my account. And then, you know, the people from Call of Duty notices it and then offers me the check. And now you're mad and we're not friends no more, all because of money. Hey, man, nobody told you get on my stuff. That's my stuff. Yes, you added it, but I didn't need you to do that. This sounds harsh, huh? And it sounds weird because so many people's life is wrapped and revolved around, you know, valuables instead of values. Loyalty will always bring you happiness. If you chase happiness, you will always end up where you want to be. There is nobody on this earth who started off doing something they love, and by the end of their tenure doing it, they died broken alone. It's impossible, because being happy is God's plan, and love is a part of God's plan. Love and happiness is all you're put here to do. That is it. As a human race, we are only put here to be happy and love. As individual species, men and women are put here to nourish and create. Men are put here to protect and provide. Together, we're put here to love and be happy. So if you chase, so Mark Zuckerberg wasn't chasing money. He was trying to be happy with his Facebook. He was just trying to be happy. Money, a lot of money comes with happiness. People don't invest in happiness because it sounds so childlike. But if you invest in your own happiness, I guarantee you, you will eventually make what you're supposed to make out of that. And you'll love it even more because it's something you're doing, something you love. This draws me all the way back to my first point of why battle rap is more important than mainstream. Because first of all, battle rap fans will never turn their back on you. They may turn their back on you in the moment if you're whack, but as long as you stay who you are, they will never turn their back on you. So you got fans for life. That's one. You got money. The money is there, maybe not as much, but if the same machines behind mainstream got behind battle rap, you never really know. If whatever machine is behind Drake got behind an event from Bullpen Battle League and pushed it with commercials and try to get better investors and more, a more wide range of people watching it, get it on a TV. So that's why you think Fight Club got such big, but that's neither here nor there. You know? You get what I'm saying, stoners? This is why I say battle rap is way more important. There's nothing else you can do with mainstream. As long as mainstream moves for the dollar, it will never be more important than battle rap. Because there are people like me in battle rap who literally, I guess in some aspects, you could say I do battle rap for free, but there is nobody more happier than me. I smile so big when I'm on stage. It's hard for me to contain it sometimes because I'm just happy. You know, when I put on the mean faces, stoners, it takes a lot to do that. I'm a thespian. I am an actor. I am an artiste. I am performing an entertainer. But it takes a lot to look mad on stage because I am so unequivocally happy. You can't tell me nothing when I'm on stage. That's what battle rap does for me. You know, and I think that's what battle rap does for a lot of people. When those events come up, I don't think y'all like rap that much to the point where you spending hundreds of your dollars with no recuperation of none of it just to come see a few people rap. It's just the environment of battle rap. You can't get that vibe from mainstream anything. Battle rap keeps us in touch with who we really are. We're poets. We're warriors with words. www.battlerap. Warriors with words. That battle rap. That was a good one. I just started it. I should write that down. Anyways. So yes, stoners. You know, I want to also reiterate, this is not me saying like, or if you're trying to be a rapper, you know, then just give up. That I'm not saying that, you know. I'm just saying from my perspective and the values that I hold dear in life of just being a protector and a provider for my family. And at the end of the day, hoping I just stay happy. Then, you know, battle rap does that for me. I would not sign a mainstream contract. There's too much involved. Too much will take away from the happiness that I already have. Now, I want my battle career to step up. Yes, maybe a little bit more, you know, but that's my journey and I'll take it the way I want. I'm not looking for financial status uprising. I'm looking for social status uprising. In other words, saying I just want better opponents. You know, I want to challenge myself, you know, better opponents on bigger stages in front of more people. That's what I look for. You know, if the money's there, of course. Now I think I have to say this. I'm not saying I'm just turning down cash because I don't care. No. Also this, look, if Smack, this is how I'll explain it to you. If Smack offers me $5,000 for a battle, I'm taking it without thinking about it. If John offers me $5,000 in a battle, I'm going to see how I can recycle that back into the league to help me and him out. Why? A few reasons. One, well, he's a Southern brother. He's a black brother, and I want to see him succeed. Two, John is not in the financial status outside looking in. I have no idea. I don't know what his financial status looks like. I could be totally wrong about this one, but outside looking in, I don't think because of battle rap, I don't know if he works and I don't know what he does, but off of battle rap and what I see in battle rap, I don't think if he's just focusing on battle rap, I don't think that he's making the money that Smack is making off of this. So if I have $50 and you have 30, I don't need you to pay for dinner. I got it. And all over, and I'm not saying I have more money than John either. Let me reiterate on that. What I'm saying is that this is a young black man entrepreneur trying to do his thing. If he makes a dollar, if he finally starts to make a dollar off of this, I will not be the man to take 40 cents away from him. I will never shortstop anybody's hustle or anybody's grind. White, black, Chinese, doesn't matter. I will not shortstop anybody because I believe in karma. I would not like that karma to come to me, stoners. Okay? So that's, you know, and the list goes on and on and on. But there's so many reasons why I just don't do it from him. But I'll do it to other leagues. It's a difference, you know. I'm not going to charge somebody I see, if not in the same position as me, my nigga, you just got out the same position. I will not be one of them crabs trying to pull you in. I will let you use my shell to get out. And either you reach down and help me up, or as a man, I'll figure it out myself. But I will not let the actions of others change my good heart. I am a good-hearted person, stoners. I want to see everybody do well. And if it's in God's plan, I hope I do well, stoners. But I'm not going to sabotage, hurt, or shortstop anybody to make sure that happens. Because I believe it's going to happen. All I got to do is bide my time and do my thing. And that's what I've been doing. And guess what? It got me the bullpen. That's it, stoners. That's the podcast, man. At the end of the day, stay true to you. TLC, you know, rest in peace, Left Eye, but they said it better. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. Okay? Some people can live in the waterfall and know how to make it work for them, and they can be happy. But if you're already happy with the lakes, I shouldn't have to explain that. After this long ass podcast, stoners, I shouldn't have to explain. TLC said it best. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. You know what I'm saying? Don't chase women. Don't chase money. Chase happiness. And I guarantee you, everything you're not chasing will just magnetize towards that. Because everybody want to be around somebody happy. Because they want to know why you happy. Why do you think everybody tries to get money? Because they feel or believe that's going to get them happy. Nah. Anyway, stoners, take care of yourself. Please be happy. And don't let nobody short stop your life. Stoners unite.